At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here to help you cut through the noise and get informed on the topics that really matter. And today, we're definitely venturing into a fascinating, maybe even a bit wild, corner of the digital world. We're talking about the rapidly evolving landscape of meme coins. It's a space that, well, it changes so incredibly fast. What's news now is old news by tomorrow morning, right? So our focus for this deep dive is a really interesting shift happening within these meme coin platforms. We're seeing them move from, you know, what felt like true Wild West territory, remember those early days, just chaos, to something much more structured, systematized approaches, especially with this integration of real-time live streaming. We're going to be looking closely at Pump.fun. It's a Solana-based launchpad that seems to be right at the front of this, and also how tools, cutting-edge tools like Av.ai, are fitting into this picture, providing the kind of real-time data and execution tools you need to navigate it all.
That's exactly right. Look, our main source today is a pretty insightful article over on Medium. It's called Pumped.fun's Next Act, Meme Coins Meet Live Streaming. Mm-hmm. And our mission really is to pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge from it for you, give you a shortcut to understanding this really dynamic new landscape. We want to explore the opportunity, sure, but also the, let's be honest, the volatilities and what it all means. We're going to uncover how these platforms are genuinely pushing the envelope on, you know, digital economies and how creators actually make money.
Okay, so let's start by unpacking that shift. Moving away from the Wild West territory, as the source puts it. I mean, for ages, the meme coin scene was just pure unpredictability, wasn't it? Anyone could launch a token, stir up some hype, poof, pump and dump. But this article suggests a move towards systematization. So what does that actually mean? Like, on the ground, for how tokens get made, how creators get paid, how things are moderated even.
Yeah, that's a key point. The article makes this deliberate move towards systematization. And it's more than just like slapping on some rules. It's about building scalable, structured processes. Mm-hmm. So platforms are rolling out clearer ways for people to create tokens. It's less anarchy, more repeatable. You know, they're also creating actual defined ways for creators to monetize. That's a huge deal. Mm. And crucially, they're setting up content moderation guidelines. This tackles that whole content abuse issue that really hurt things before.
Right.
So this systematization, it kind of sets the stage for understanding Pump.fun as, well, a more regulated player, though still high risk, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a shift maybe from just pure speculation to a framework with, let's say, more discernible rules. Still experimental, but aiming to bring in more people, maybe make it slightly more sustainable.
Aye.
Or at least a sustainable process for launching tokens quickly.
Okay, and that brings us to something really striking in the source material. Pump.fun's impact on what creators are actually earning. The numbers mentioned are pretty staggering. Just in the last week, covered by the article, Pump.fun creators apparently pocketed around $20 million in payouts combined.
$20 million?
Yeah. And get this, the top 25 creators on the platform were earning between $24,000 and $123,000 daily.
Daily.
Daily. I mean, these aren't just impressive numbers in crypto terms. They're rivaling, sometimes smashing the daily earnings you see on huge platforms like Twitch or YouTube. It feels disruptive for the creator economy.
Absolutely disruptive. And if you connect those massive payouts to the kind of the bigger ecosystem picture, you see this really powerful feedback loop, right? Between the money and the token visibility in the market action. When influencers see they can earn that kind of money, well, it's a massive incentive, almost irresistible. So they stream more, they hype more, they get involved in the pre-launch, the post-launch surges. It's not just entertainment anymore. It's finance driving engagement, which drives more finance. It feeds itself.
It's a real cycle.
Exactly. And look, this is where something like Av.ai really comes into play. The article points out how Av.ai lets traders track these launches. Well, basically, as they happen, it offers these real-time dashboards that show you hot wallets, you know, wallets with lots of early activity, and crucially, the liquidity flowing in, specifically tied to those trending creators you're watching live. It's about seeing the money move almost instantly when the hype kicks off.
That immediate link, content to capital, it leads us right to Pump.fun's big live streaming relaunch. The article mentions their streams were actually shut down for a bit in late 2024. The reason given was content abuse, which, again, nods back to that Wild West vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they've come back strategically. Relaunched with, and this is their term, stricter moderation, which ties right back into that systematization theme we talked about.
Right, cleaning things up a bit.
And the results, at least early on, seem pretty significant. Pump.fun has apparently already flipped Rumble in average concurrent streams. They've grabbed about 1% of Twitch's whole audience and maybe 10% of Kick's streaming share.
That's actually quite impressive.
It really is, especially for a platform so niche, focused just on meme coin launches. It shows the pull of this new model.
Yeah, it definitely does. So it begs the question, why is live streaming here more than just watching someone play a game or chat? The source calls it a trading catalyst. What's revolutionary isn't just seeing it live. It's the immediate, almost verifiable link between social buzz and the asset's price. The more people watching a specific token launch stream, the more directly that translates into real liquidity getting injected, more volatility, and those big FOMO cycles, fear of missing out. It's like watching crowd psychology play out in real time, driving actual trading. It's fascinating.
The shared experience driving the market.
Precisely. And observing that live can be, well, maybe key to getting ahead of the market moves.
Yeah.
And this is another place where av.ai offers something important. Their Alpha Signal Center is built specifically to map that whole journey. Social hype, all the behavior, on-chain price action. So a pump.fun stream blows up. Av.ai system flags whether wallets connected to that stream are buying, selling, or just holding tight. It gives traders this layer of clarity trying to turn that, you know, chaotic live stream energy into something resembling an actionable signal.
Okay, moving from the hype itself to the assets, let's talk about the platform's own token, PUMP. The article notes it surged pretty dramatically, hitting $0.0066 on September 14th. And that lines up perfectly with those huge creator payouts and the live streaming momentum we were just discussing.
Yeah, that correlation is pretty clear.
Yeah.
Which, of course, raises the big question for anyone involved. How do you tell the difference between, you know, sustainable growth or just speculative froth in an environment this volatile?
Yeah.
It's a million-dollar question, isn't it? Especially when sentiment dries so much.
Exactly.
And Evi.ai seems designed to tackle that challenge head-on. It gives you tools to watch PUMP across their web platform, their app, and even a Telegram sniper bot. What stands out are the specific features. Think K-line charts, you know, candlestick charts, but updating every 0.3 seconds. That speed is critical when things move this fast.
Almost instant.
Almost. You also get top holder concentration dashboards, seeing who holds the big bags and if they're moving. That gives you clues about whale activity. Plus, you get visibility into liquidity pool depth and shifts understanding market stability and those crucial whale entry exit alerts. Bang, a notification when a big player makes a move. These tools are all about helping you analyze the underlying dynamics, not just chasing the price swings. Make more informed calls.
And beyond just the token, Pump.fun itself has some platform features that really enable this whole thing, don't they? The source mentions instant creator payouts. They claim it's up to 100 times faster than what you'd get from, say, Twitch or YouTube.
Well, 100x faster.
Imagine earning big and getting that cash almost right away. That really greases the wheels for creators.
Oh, absolutely. Reduces friction massively.
Then there are community-driven incentives, rewarding streamers and viewers, building that engagement. And they've even got built-in clipping tools to help moments go viral easily. Share the hype, basically.
Right. Making it sticky.
Yeah, all these things create this high energy environment for making stuff and consuming it.
It's interesting the distinction the source makes here. It positions pump.fun as the hype machine and av.ai as the execution layer.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, so pump.fun generates the buzz, the new tokens, the community excitement, while av.ai provides the toolkit to actually act on all that information quickly and hopefully effectively. And the toolkit is broad. One click trading across, 130-plus blockchains and 300-plus DEXs. Huge flexibility there.
Wow.
There's the Telegram Sniper Bot, which isn't just alerts. It's automated trading. It can auto-buy tokens the second they launch. In these super-fast markets, that automation is a serious edge.
Timing is everything.
Everything. You also get customizable P&L trackers to see how you're doing, and importantly, these smart money dashboards. Smart money basically tracking wallets of traders who seem to consistently win, especially in pump.fun launches. Avi.ai highlights those, giving you a peek into potentially successful strategies. That's insight you wouldn't easily find otherwise.
Okay, so let's boil this down. What does all this actually mean for you, the listener? Whether you're just curious, maybe an active trader, or just trying to get your head around where digital economies are going, what are the key takeaways for meme coin traders in this shifting landscape?
Right, let's break down what the source highlights as the crucial points, because they really do change the game. First, bigger incentives mean more hype. It's simple, really. Millions in payouts guarantee creators will keep promoting tokens. That feeds liquidity and creates constant trading opportunities.
Makes sense.
Second, live streaming is becoming actual alpha, a source of edge. Pump.fun is trying to be the Twitch for meme coins, right? Creating these real-time entry points, if you can read the hype, translating into chart action.
Okay.
Third, the Pico MP token is a meta play. People aren't just betting on single meme coins now. They're betting on the platform's success through PPUMP. That adds another layer of volatility and speculation.
Right, betting on the casino itself.
Exactly. And finally, Avday.ai is positioned as the navigator. In all this noise, it aims to provide structured signals, those whale trackers, liquidity alerts, the speed of the Telegram bot, wallet sentiment analysis. It's about finding signal in the noise.
It really highlights that idea of information asymmetry, doesn't it? In markets moving this fast, some people get the signals early, the real alpha, while others are just chasing the moves late, which usually doesn't end well.
No, it rarely does. And that's exactly the gap Avday.ai seems to be aiming to fill, providing what they frame as the trader's edge. On their web and app, you get that super fast trading, those near instant K-line updates, critical for visualizing the market. For pure speed, the Telegram Sniper Bot offers that secure, instant auto-buy feature for launches, automating your entry. Their Alpha Signal Center pulls together signals from smart money, liquidity spikes, whale moves, giving you that aggregated picture. You get deep holder analytics, too. Dashboard showing who's holding, who's leaving, the distribution, understanding the key players' moves.
Got it.
And finally, broad ecosystem coverage. Pump.fun, yes, but also TON, Base, Solana, Sui, Kronos, Xlayer, and others. So you're ready if capital suddenly rotates to a different chain. You're not left behind.
So if we tie this all together, Pump.fun really does seem to be reshaping things. How meme coins launch, how creators get paid, how we consume this sort of financial entertainment, maybe. It's this blend of DeFi's raw mechanics with the engagement of live streaming. And for traders, that means, well, more signals, faster liquidity rushes, and probably sharper volatility, more intense cycles.
Yeah, and connecting that to the bigger picture, what's really interesting is, okay, the opportunities are growing, clearly. But in this environment, it's likely only those who can effectively filter the noise who are going to consistently come out ahead. Avi.ai's whole proposition is to provide that edge, right? By linking the social hype directly to wallet data, liquidity signals, and those fast trading tools. Empowering decisions when speed and insight are just paramount.
The source puts it very bluntly. Pump.fun drives the hype. Avi.ai turns hype into trades. That's a powerful statement. It makes you think, doesn't it? What does that imply for the future of how creators make money? For the nature of these speculative markets in Web3? And maybe the key question for you listening, where might you look to find your own edge in understanding and maybe even navigating these really rapidly evolving digital economies? Something to definitely mull over. Thanks for joining us for the deep dive.